We are learning with Sechta Ksuvah, Daf Samech Chesem, and we're reading three lines from the bottom of Samech Chesem and Aleph. Kufa, Amar Rebbe, Bas HaNazonis V'Nachim, it tells us in a Chosim. A Bas, that's Nazonis V'Nachim, which means she's still at home, and she's looking at Nazonis, that means until she becomes a Vigeres, until she gets married, she gets a Nazonis. So by her, when she gets married, she takes 10% of the Chosim for her Nadunja. That's the Halacha. Amar Lele Rebbe, L'Dverecha, Mish Yesh La'esa Bonis Ben. If he has 10 daughters and one son, he'll be left with nothing because each one needs 10%. If each one needs 10%, that's the end of the money. This is what I tell you. It's just called a Sirusa the Rebbe in all of the Shas. It's not 10% of the first money. It's 10% every time. So Rishon tells Isin Chasim takes 10. Let's say it's 100. The first one takes 10. Shnia takes 9. Mashashaira. Vishlishis. Vimashaira. 8.1. Vichazera is Vichalakat Vishava. And then they take all 10 after they do it, which comes out to 50 or 60, and they split that evenly between the 10 daughters. So the son does land up with something. If it would be mamash, everyone take 10% originally, then it wouldn't work. But it's 10% of what's left. That's how you do the 10%. Right, the Gemara, why would you do that? Why would you do the chalakas v'shava? The first one deserves 10%, the second one deserves 10%, and too bad. If there's not much left, that's what's left. That's the nechasa now. Everyone's taking what they deserve. Why do you have to go re-split it afterwards? Gemara answers, in a case where they're all getting married at once, then chalakas v'shava. Because then there's no first and second. But how do you figure out? You don't take the whole money because you want to leave the ben something. So you figure it out in that type of proportion. But, of course, if they get married slowly, one after another, it's each one is 10% of what's left. Doesn't mean only 10%. It means they take 10% as one, and then they split it. So it's a right to that idea that if they get married at once, they take the 10% at once, which means everyone takes the 10% and then they split it. Tana Rabbana. Now we're going to discuss until when do you get this Nadunya. Tana Rabbana. Rabbanois, Bein Bagru, Ashley Nisu, Bein Nisu, Ashley Bagru, Ivdu Mizonis Sehem, Lo Ivdu Panasasam. Divrei Rabbi. We know that Banois stop getting Mizonis either when they become a Begeras or when they get married. They don't get Mizonis anymore. What about Panasa? So, banos, they're there even afterwards. They still get mezainis. Lo ivdu panasasam. They don't lose their panasa. They're a rabbi. Shemelozo imer af ivdu panasasam. They lose their panasa. That means if they get married, or they get begaris. Let's start with begaris. Then she loses whatever it is, and also she gets married. Benairis, since she's a gedola and she agreed to get married without the nadunya, she loses the nadunya. It means like this: Rebbe holds you get nadunya no matter what. Whenever you get married, you're a daughter of this father. Whenever you get married, you get the nadunya. And Rabbi Shimon says no. It's the same thing like mezainis basically. Once she gets married and she doesn't care about the parnaso, or she becomes a begera, she loses the parnaso. So Rabbi Shimon says, what do you do? Let's say she sees she's becoming begeras and she doesn't have a shidduch. She lose all that money. What does she do? She hires someone to marry her with Silam Panasasam. And that's how they take out the Panasa from the estate. So that's the machlekes. Om Nachman Om Lihuna. Hilchos like a Rebbe. Rav Nachman says that Huna told me that we pass like a Rebbe. Eisve Rav Nachman. Yisoyma Shisiyasima. So if you mean the pass like a Rebbe, she still gets her Panasa. They're get married up by a mother or a sister, and she agreed. The cost of a mayor of commission zuz, and she says, and they wrote for her 150 zuz. And she was masking. When she gets older, she becomes a gadol. She can might see it. Whatever she deserved. But it's mashma time the ketana. Only because she's a ketana, that's why her mechila is not worth anything. Hagadai, La Vitra, she gave it up. And here we see that Rebbe says not like that. So it's a kash from the Mishnah, Hagad Pasak like Rebbe, it's a stam Mishnah, not like Rebbe. The Mishnah says, Hagadai, La Vitra, she gave up her chance to get in the dunya. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Hod Mechai, that the case of Rebbe, that he holds that you get your Nadunya is only if you're Meichel. But if you're Meichel, you're Meichel. So then you ask me, what's the problem with Shimon Lazo? Holds that you are oibid the panasa even when you're meicher. Zok the Ran, that even if she was meicher, but once she gets married, that alone is moitzi her meshus av, and now she can't get it anymore. Once she went ahead and get married, finish. She loses her chance to get her nadunya. So Rebbe holds that if she is meicher, then she gets it. If she's not meicher, even Rebbe agrees she's meichel her nadunya. And after Nesu'in or after Begeris, you don't get Mezoinus. So Elamai, and here it says Mashma, that Natalis is in the Chosim, only by Bas and Mezoinus. So my answer is, Allah, Shmami no, Shmami no, that if you are the right age, Bas and Mezoinus, then no matter what, you get your Isa Nechosim. But once you reach the age of Begeris, or you get married and you're Meichel, so then it depends. If you're Meichel, good. If you're not Meichel, so then you take a lose it even according to Rabbi. You lose an Adundi even according to Rabbi. Shema Amina. Omalei Ravina L'Rava. Omalon Rav Ada Bahava Mashmach. That Rav Ada said, Hashem, you are Nushita here. Bagra in a Tzricha Limchais. This Nisus ain't Tzricha Limchais. Both Bagra or Nisus does not have to be Meichel and she still gets an Adundi. But if you have two things, a double whammy, Bagra and Nisus, then Tzricha Limchais. Then you have to be Meichel. That's what you have to do. It's like it's a new, it looks like a new shita. But Geras is Tzricha Limchais. Right, the Gemara, Yom Rav Hachi. Va'isir Rav Rav Nachman, Yisayma. Rav asked Rav Nachman the kasha from Yisayma. V'shonu lehod demachi ad loymachi. And it's mashma there that the Gdoila is Vitra, is only by loymachai. So you see, Nisus Benaris, if you get married when you're Naira, and you were not Meicha, even though you are not a Begera, still Vitra. Rava says over here in this memra, you have to have both, double things. You have to have Bagra and Nisas. And it's Mashma from the exchange we had before, that if just Nisas and not Meicha, the Lacha is, and you didn't scream, the Lacha is, it's Meicha. So it's a steer of two Ravas. So my answer is, Loikasha, Hotukamisavanayu. That the Rava said, that Nisas, while you're a Naira, you don't have to be Meicha, it's a case where she's getting Mezoinus after after she got married, because they, for some reason they were giving her a mezainis still. So since they were giving her a mezainis, so therefore, there she was not meichel. The case where we said that she was viter, if she's a gedolah, if she's a nairo, gets married, she's a gedolah, she's a viter, she did not gain mezainis. If she's getting mezainis, that shows that she's confident, she's going to get everything, so therefore, it's not a raya that she was quiet. Omar Avuna, Omar Rabbi, Parnosa Einikatanai Ksuba. Parnosa, which means the dunya, like we know from today's blad already. Parnosa is not like Tanai Ksuba. Now, what does that mean exactly? My Einikatanai Ksuba, how is it different than Tanai Ksuba? Ine Madilu Parnosa Tarf Mashabdi. Are you going to tell me that because Parnosa, you tarf from Mashabdi? But Tanai Ksuba Tarf Mashabdi, we know that a Ksuba does not collect from Mashabadim. A Tanai Ksuba means, for example, Mazoinos, like Brin Nukvim, does not collect from Mashabadim. Why not? Because the lekachas know how much to evaluate, how much to pay. Like when he buys something, he doesn't know how much it costs to feed mezainis. Therefore, we're not responsible to check out before he buys what the bechayv is on it. Because tikkun olam, we said that if he buys something from the yisayimim, it's not going to be meshubed to the mezainis, and you can't collect from meshubadim. So maybe we're saying the iser nechasim also the dunya also is not like tanai ksuba. Not also, it's not like tanai ksuba that it does collect from meshubadim. Samar says, that's Pashat. We are Maitzil Parnasa from Meshavadim, not Mezoinus. And what's the difference? The difference is, the reason why Mezoinus we don't take from him is from Melkeach, because we don't know how much it is. It's not Kotsav. It's not set. And therefore, we're worried it's going to be too much money. And there's no way to chap that when he's buying something. Masha Enkein, Parnasa, which is a dunya, is always Easter Nechasim, usually. Usually, it's Easter Nechasim, 10%. That's easier to put into the account when you're buying something. So that's Pashut's Eni Ketanak Suba. Of course, Parnasa Yikir Moitzi Meshavdi, and not Mezoinus. So what does it mean, Eni Ketanak Suba? Ve'elo, the Ilu Parnasa, Gav Yenami Metatli, maybe means, Parnasa, usually Ksuba, you only collect from Karkoi. Parnasa, maybe you also collect from Metalti. V'tanak Suba, Mekarkoi, of the Ilu Parnasa, Gav Yenami Metalti. V'tanak Suba, Mekarkoi, Gav Yenami Metalti. So tomorrow it's not true either, because of Idi Lerebi. I mean Lerebi Idi veIdi Mikvegavi. If you Rebbe, you do collect from Metalti Tanya. Echon we had this before. Echon Chasim like 20 blah ago. Echon Chasim Shishlo Machrayis. Then Chasim El Machrayis. Moitziyin LeMazo in the Isha VeLeBonos. The very Rebbe that Sai from Chasim Machrayis, which is a Karka, and Sai Metalti, you collect from Mazon Isha VeLeBonos. Elamai pronounced the entire Zubo, a good time, like the following Brisa. Oimer, someone says, Bashas, he's dying. Al Yazoinu Bereisim Nechasav. Don't give Mezoinus to my daughters for Nechasim. The halacha is that you have to give anyway. You know what? Tanai Zubo, it's not up to you. Ain't Sharm Lenostim. But if he says, Al Yisparnus Bereisim Nechasav, he says, don't make Chasimus out of my money. The halacha is Shoim Eloi. You do listen to him. Why? Because that's not a Tanai Zubo. Shapar Noso, ain't like a Tanai Zubo. It's not a part of Tanai Zubo. And therefore, it's a chayv on the assignment that Chazal made. But if the father says, don't give, then you can listen to the father. It's not like a tanak suba, which mezonis is chayv. Parnasa is not the same level chayv.